she says. I think you have too much promise to get tangled up in the work they do down there. But the decision wasn't up to me. The order came all the way from the head of the council. My mouth goes dry as Vashtvi's words sink in. It isn't a compliment that my father thinks I'm ready for the underground labs. It's a test. I hope you have a strong stomach, Ratvi. You're going to need it. Vashtvi wasn't lying, I reflect 2 weeks later. Nothing in my training has prepared me for the perversion, the utter awfulness of the underground labs. We are scientists of Zorin. We create life. Not in the underground labs. Here, under the guise of understanding Draken physiology, we seek to destroy. The woman on the examination table flinches as I draw near. Please, she begs, her voice cracking with desperation. Highborn, I beseech you, please don't hurt me. I can't look at her. My eyes slither away. I'm just getting a blood sample, I say quietly. It won't hurt you. The wound will heal. I can feel the gaze of the other apprentice, Travix, on my back. I know he thinks I'm too soft with the test subjects, but I can't forget that they're people. People who aren't here voluntarily. People who are being tortured in the name of science. The woman has been kidnapped from the streets of Giflan. That's bad enough, but the man lying next to her? He's a soldier of the Empire, and judging by the tattoos on his flesh, he's high-ranked. Even Travix had paled when he'd seen him for the first time. The soldiers report directly to the High Emperor. For the scientist to kidnap one of them is to declare war on the Zorin Empire. I didn't realize how deep the vein of ambition runs in Brunox's blood. Every scientist knows the story of Wanax, the head of the council who thought he could control the Drakens. The tale doesn't have a happy ending. The Drakens rebelled and broke free of their long enslavement, and Carvey, the beloved daughter of the High Emperor Kanix, had been killed. In his anger and his grief, Kanix had ordered Wanax's death. If Dravix were to find out what we are doing in this underground lab, my father will be executed. I slide my needle into the woman's veins and draw blood. She whimpers as the clear tube pierces her skin and she turns her face away from the sight of the bright blue liquid filling the beaker. Squeamish. I used to be like her once. The soldier next to her stirs and moans. He's been unconscious every time I've been in the lab. I don't know what kind of tests they're performing on him, and I don't have the nerve to ask. What are you doing? Travix asks me curiously. Comparing the Draken mutation in her blood to his? I reply, nodding at the two subjects. According to the Book of Wanax, the Draken males morph into the dragon when they glimpse their mate.
I've read it, Travix replies smugly. The Draken's mate in a triad. Where's the third?
I repress the urge to roll my eyes. How did one so dense as Travix make it through 3 years of apprenticeship?
If the three are united, I say through gritted teeth, the males will transform into dragons.
I nod to the soldier. We've been experimenting on that man for months. How do you think the High Emperor is going to react when one of his Zorikin tell him about this lab? Travix looks chastened and leaves shortly after. I work in silence, uninterrupted. Day turns into night, but I pay the lateness of the hour no mind. The problem I've been tasked with, figuring out why Drakens shift when they lay eyes on their mate, is one that has eluded generations of scientists. Though I feel singularly unqualified for the weighty task, I know better than to question my assignment. I'm falling asleep at my desk when the alarms go off. Deep gongs sound through the Crimson Citadel, their tones warning of an unexpected visitor. A black-clad guard bursts into the laboratories. Highborn, he says, bowing to me. Vulrux, thirdborn of Zorit, is in the Citadel and he's making his way underground. Fear grips my heart. Vulrux is young, but already he's causing waves in the Sarek by